Here's a fun postal fact. Yep, the inside of our mailbox is under federal jurisdiction. So, if you broke my right thumb, that's the Pasadena City Police. But if you broke my left thumb, that's the FBI.
If I'm going to jail, I'm killing him, not breaking his thumb.
Oh, I got a letter from my meemaw. Smell this.
What is that?
Roses, Ben Gay, and Dr. Scholl's foot powder.
Yep, Grandma by Calvin Klein. You know, the last time I got a handwritten letter was from someone who told me I park like a blind person.
That someone has a name.
Thank you. Oh, Meemaw got a new set of teeth. Oh, but then she found her old ones. Oh, so now the new ones are just gonna be her church teeth.
Fun, like your Comic-Con Spock ears and your Around the House Spock ears.
I park fine.
Oh, my goodness. She's coming to visit.
Oh, it'll be nice to finally meet her.
Oh, you are going to love her. She is the kindest, sweetest woman you'll ever meet. Yeah, unless you're a gopher digging up her vegetable garden. In that case, you can expect to have your head bashed in with a shovel.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
That's not her. 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 That's not her.
Really? The old Asian man is not your meemaw?
And that's not helpful. You know, I got her an iPhone for Christmas. I'll see where she is.
That's nice. Most people her age don't embrace technology.
Oh, she doesn't even know she has it. No, I had my sister slip it in her bag so that I can track her like a sea turtle.
Same as when we lost you at the zoo.
For the 100th time, I smelled kettle corn and couldn't find the cart.
Still doesn't explain how you ended up on the freeway divider.
Moon pie!
Meemaw, I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you too.
Oh, you got even smaller. I love it. Meemaw, this is Leonard. Leonard, this is my Meemaw.
Hi, so nice to finally meet you. Let me take this for you, Meemaw.
Thank you.
No, you call her Constance. I call her Meemaw. You have your own Meemaw. Not my fault she died when you were four.
Is that nice to say to your friend?
It isn't, Meemaw. Sorry, Leonard.
Can you please live with us forever?
That's ridiculous. If you had a superpower and spent your whole life being told to suppress it, when you finally decide to embrace that power, why hide in isolation?
I'm sorry, and how much money did your version of Frozen make?
I'm just saying, instead of Let It Go, she should really sing Look at Me Hiding in a Freezer Like a Dove Bar.
She built an ice castle, made a snow monster, and gave herself a complete makeover in one day. You know what I saw you do today? Eat a block of cream cheese straight from the foil and lie about it to your wife.
Sorry for eavesdropping, but did you know they actually had the song Let It Go in place before they finalized the story?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, they liked the song so much, they retooled the whole script around it.
Which is probably why the movie sucks.
Here we are talking about Frozen, and yet you got burned.
I'm so sorry. How can you not like that movie?
I just think it gets more credit than it deserves.
Oh, that's what I said an hour ago.
Wow. You've been talking about Frozen for an hour?
You should have seen us after The Good Dinosaur.
It was a classic Western set in the post-Jurassic period, and it changed my life.
Are you comfortable?
Very. It's nice to rest after 800 flights of stairs.
You are so cute, huffing and puffing. There's Amy. I just know you're gonna hit it off. You both have the same fashion sense. Hello. Come in. Say hi to my Meemaw.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How was your trip?
Wonderful. And the pilot did such a good job, I gave him a butterscotch.
That's great. And look at you, sitting in Sheldon's spot. You know, I don't even get to sit there.
Yeah. And you never will. Oh, hello. Ask her to do the tissue thing. Do it. Ask her.
Can I have a tissue?
Of course.
Isn't that the best? She's like Grandma Spider-Man.
He's been saying that since he was little. I still don't know what it means.
All right, well, you two sit down and get to know each other. I'll get your room ready.
Oh, now, don't you go looking through my suitcase for presents.
If I did, would I find any?
Maybe. But you also might find my brassieres and bloomers.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Well, this is so nice. He's so excited to have you here.
Okay, now let you and me get something straight. He may think that I came to bake him cookies, but the real reason is to size you up.
Size me up?
Sheldon's mother may be okay with you, but I'm not so easy.
Well, I'm sure you'll like me once you get to know me.
Well, you better hope so.
A Texas special Cadillac Cathcart train set with authentic horn and bell. Thank you, Meemaw.
Oh, you're welcome, Moon Pie.
Amy, why don't you look excited? Well, you get to watch me play with this.
I see you're reading Saga.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty good.
It is. And not a lot of comics have a woman with wings breastfeeding a baby right on the cover.
I'll take your word for it.
You should. He's really looked.
I'm Raj, by the way. This is Howard.
Hi.
Claire.
Well, I've never seen you here before, Claire.
It's my first time. I'm looking for inspiration for this movie I'm writing.
You're a screenwriter?
Well, screenwriter slash bartender slash a month away from living in my car.
Yeah, I get that. I'm a scientist slash party planner slash small dog enthusiast slash guy who probably should have stopped at scientist.
You're really a scientist?
Astrophysicist.
That's perfect. Do you think I could pick your brain for my movie sometime? It's animated sci-fi for kids.
Sure, I love animated movies.
He does, and he has the Lilo and Stitch collector plates to prove it.
Excuse me for wanting a little magic in my life.
Here's my number. Give me a call. We'll get together.
Yeah, great.
See ya.
Yeah, bye.
What are you doing? You have a girlfriend.
So?
So, how do you think she'd feel about you helping a beautiful girl with her screenplay?
I wouldn't say she's beautiful.
Really? You don't think she's attractive?
But I do. I just wouldn't tell my girlfriend.
Constance, are you sure I can't pour you some wine?
Oh, no wine for me. Sheldon's bringing me my whiskey.
Here you go, Meemaw. I made it just how you like it. A lot in a glass.
Thank you, Moon Pie.
Curious, why do you call Sheldon Moon Pie?
Because he's so nummy-nummy.
She could just eat him up.
And I call her Meemaw because you would just look at her.
It's interesting that Leonard and Penny know about his nickname and you don't.
Oh, well, you know, now that I'm hearing it, it does sound familiar.
How could it? I never told you and you never bothered to ask.
Well, now I know.